The next patient is Mr. Max Russell. The last name is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. First name, Max, M-A-X. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the CKD3A1. The patient remains in very stable condition. He doesn't have proteinuria. He doesn't have activity in the urinary sediment. The laboratory workup that was done on April the 6th of 2023 shows that his creatinine is 1.5. The estimated EFR went to 49. The difference compared to the prior determination that was in August of 22 is that the Jardiance was added to the prescription, which is the right thing to do. There is improvement in the parameters related to the hemoglobin A1C, period. The protein creatinine ratio remains to be below 100, 71 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is treated with a Humulin 70/30. The latest hemoglobin A1C that was done April the 6th was 7.9 compared to 8.6 to the prior determination. Following number, this patient has a hemoglobin of 11.2, which is consistent with anemia. The MCV, MCHC, and MCH are within normal range. It's a normocytic normochromic anemia. We are going to look for iron stores before we start going in different directions. This patient has been has remained in this neighborhood since 2022. The patient feels good. If the iron stores are normal, we do kappa lambda ratio and immunoelectrophoresis with electrophoresis of the serum and urine. Following number, BPH that is without any deterioration. The administration of tamsulosin has been effective for him. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We are going to reevaluate the laboratory workup next time. And following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading was 122 over 60, which is acceptable. We'll reevaluate the case in about 4 to 5 months with laboratory workup. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the face-to-face 15 minutes in the documentation 5 minutes.